Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started the war, but Russia who will not accept the U.S. proposed ceasefire. And it appears has no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting. This is ABC News. The White House continues trying to diffuse anger among the ranks of MAGA, who are upset that the Justice Department won't be releasing any more information from the so-called Epstein files. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Trump worked the phones over the weekend trying to diffuse this controversy. Meanwhile, Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel were both here at the White House for meetings. I am told this subject did come up. Some of President Trump's outside supporters are now calling for a special counsel to look into all this, but senior officials who I have spoken to here at the White House say the president has made it perfectly clear that he wants to move on.
The garbage strike in Philadelphia is over. Trash pickup resumed yesterday. Out this morning, J.P. Morgan profits fell in the second quarter, but were still just over $14 billion, which beats Wall Street's expectations. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warning of further global risks. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like a rather warm and sticky day shaping up. The heat index could reach the low to mid 90s this afternoon, so just take it a little easy and drink plenty of extra water today. Meanwhile, a cold front lurking from the Dakotas toward Lake Superior will gradually settle southeastward, should bring some strong thunderstorms to northwest Wisconsin later today and tonight. Those will gradually spread into our area by tomorrow afternoon. We could see some pockets of heavy rain and gusty winds throughout the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Some places could see up to a few inches of rain, so definitely keep an eye on the situation if you're in a flood-prone location and you've had a lot of rainfall recently. You'll also notice temperatures getting much cooler behind the system going into Wednesday night, Thursday, and even into Friday. Does look like some pretty nice weather, though, to finish up the week as high pressure builds in, bringing some partial sunshine and lower humidity. Then by the weekend, the next weather system moving in Saturday will likely bring us some more showers. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, hot, and humid. high near 89 degrees, southwest wind 8 to 15. Some clouds tonight, warm and sticky, low at 69. And tomorrow, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Some could be on the strong side with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rainfall, high in the middle 80s. Heading into Wednesday night, the showers and storms gradually diminish, low 59. Thursday, clouds mixing with sun by midday. Cooler and less humid with a high of 73. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, high 77. Saturday, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms at times, high 79. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, just small chances of showers, highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a sunny 71 degrees, up from a morning low of 63. Yesterday, we had a high of 89, just shy of the 90-degree mark, with no precipitation. As for a record high on this day, that was set back in 1988 at 100, a record low 40 set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 89, our low 67. Sunset today will be at 8:40, sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. No precipitation today. The barometer is slightly down to 30.10 as it's kind of been going up and down. As for winds, they are out of the southwest at 5. Again, it's a sunny 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring. Where they donate, or the way they don't just cover floors, they cover all the bases in home design. Also by Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game, and they never drop the ball. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Time now to take a look at sports. Richland Center Church League softball games resume tonight on the East Diamond at 7 p.m. Free Methodist versus St. Mary's Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15, Church of the Nazarene versus Richland Baptist Temple, St. Mary's will umpire on the East Diamond at 8:15. The West Diamond, Grace Community versus Richland Baptist 2. Now, the Knights of Columbus will umpire that game. 8:15, the Boscobel Assembly of God team will take on Knights of Columbus. Grace will umpire. The Mission will have a bye. Here are the Church League standings through July 8th, heading into today, July 15th, games. First place with a 5-0 record, The Mission. Richland Baptist Temple 1 is in second place at 4-1. Knights of Columbus, third place at 3-1. St. Mary's, fourth place, they have a 3-2 record. Church of the Nazarene is in fifth place at 2-2. The Free Methodist and Richland Baptist Temple 2 are tied for sixth place at 1-3 on the year. Boscobel Assembly of God, eighth place at 1-4. And Grace Community in ninth place at 0-4 on the year. Again, those games will continue tonight.
Milwaukee has drafted college third baseman Andrew Fisher with the 20th pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball free agent draft. Fisher also played first base and outfield for the Tennessee Volunteers. He blasted 25 home runs and reached base in all 65 games the Vols played. California high school shortstop Brady Ebel was taken 32nd. With the 59th pick in the second round, the Brewers took left-handed pitcher J.D. Thompson from Vanderbilt. The 68th pick for Milwaukee was New Jersey high school shortstop Frank Caron. Rounds 3 through 20 will be held on Monday. The Milwaukee Bucks are reportedly planning to sign former first-round draft pick Cole Anthony to a contract. ESPN Radio reports that Memphis bought out Anthony's deal on Saturday. Milwaukee is thin at guard after waiving Damian Lillard. Over his 5 years with Orlando, Anthony averaged 12.5 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. The Magic traded him to the Grizzlies before Memphis bought out that contract. A former NFL executive says wide receiver Matthew Golden is, quote, just what the Packers' offense has been missing. Mike Tannenbaum has served in the front offices for the New York Jets and Miami Dolphins. He predicts the Green Bay offense will be on fire, saying, quote, the team is absolutely loaded. On3.com reports the Packers are expected to experience more of the same growth the offense has seen since Jordan Love took over as starting quarterback. Seattle's Cal Raleigh won his first All-Star home run derby after leading the big leagues in long balls going into the All-Star break. He defeated Tampa Bay's Junior Caminero 18-15 in the final round. The Mariners' breakout slugger, nicknamed Big Dumper, advanced from the first round on a tiebreaker by less than an inch over the Athletics' Brent Rooker, then won his semifinal 19-13 over Pittsburgh's O'Neill Cruz, whose 513-foot home run in the first round over Truist right center field seats was the longest of the night. Hitting second in the final round, the 22-year-old Caminero closed with 3 dingers. He took 3 pitches and hit a liner to left field. Shohei Ohtani will bat leadoff as the designated hitter for the National League in tonight's MLB All-Star Game at Trust Park in Atlanta. Dodger manager Dave Roberts announced the NL lineup with Ronald Acuna Jr. batting second, Ketel Marte third. Paul Skenes of the Pirates will start for the National League. Detroit's Tarek Skubal will pitch in the AL's side of the rotation. Gleyber Torres will lead off for the American League, followed by Riley Green and then Aaron Judge. Skenes and Skubal rank first and second in fastball velocity this season. Skenes has a 2.01 ERA, while Skubal, the reigning AL Cy Young winner, holds on at 2.23 earned runs per outing. Curveballs are disappearing from Major League Baseball as pitchers prioritize velocity, emphasizing sliders and sweepers. Curveball usage dropped from 10.7% in 2019 to 8.4% this season so far, with 22,900 fewer thrown in 2024 than 5 years prior. Pitchers and coaches say the focus has shifted to harder, faster pitches that generate more swings and misses. Batters are hitting 225 against curveballs this season, lower than fastballs. The game continues evolving toward more power and speed. Rory McIlroy is back at Royal Portrush and feeling plenty of love as the Masters champion. It's far different from when the British Open was last held in Northern Ireland. He was overwhelmed by the support and wound up missing the cut. McIlroy says he tried to treat 2019 like another Open. This time he is ready to embrace it. He now has the career Grand Slam. He wants to play well for his home crowd, but he's a lot more at peace and energized about another crack at Royal Portrush. He played 18 holes before bad weather moved in. Major League Baseball is testing automated ball and strike systems in the All-Star Game tonight for the first time in Atlanta. The system, used in some minor leagues since 2019, allows teams 2 challenges per game, retaining them if successful. All-Star starters Tarek Skubal of Detroit and Paul Skenes of Pittsburgh say pitchers often think everything is a strike. Clayton Kershaw believes the system works if it's adjusted for player height, which it does. During spring training testing, teams won 52.2% of their challenges. Less than 2 weeks after terms of a multi-billion-dollar college sports settlement went into effect, friction erupted over the definition of, quote, valid business purpose that collectives make name, image, and likeness payments to players and the valid business purpose they're supposed to have. The new College Sports Commission sent a letter to athletic directors last week saying it was rejecting deals in which players were receiving money from collectives that were created solely to pay the player.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good morning. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Bo Henricks in for Film Neem as we are getting things started for a very busy day. Of course, we have our morning show right around the corner. We'll hear from the Town Taxi Triple Play in just a moment. We'll also have a great quiz question for you today. Also today, a little over an hour from now, Second Harvest Food Distribution will be held in Boscobel starting at 9:30 and running until gone. That'll be at the Catholic Church parking lot. So that will be at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church parking lot. It's a drive-through only and free to everyone. There are no income guidelines. Also, Spark Creative Engagement Programs for people with memory loss and their care partners will be meeting today, and that'll be from 10 to 11:30. Registration is required and can be done by calling 563-873-3537.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It is time for another Town Taxi Triple Play.
Jeez, dramatic much.
What do you mean? That's my Hank Bray impression.
Dad.
Need a ride? Call the double T's.
Call Town Taxi at 647-3114 today.
Beep, 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 beep.
It is time for the Town Taxi Triple Play. First off, did want to mention that today happens to be National I Love Horses Day. And so that is the theme for our Town Taxi Triple Play on this Tuesday. Some songs about horses, and of course, why not start off with Garth Brooks and Wild Horses?
Cheyenne. I made a promise to Diane. No more rodeos, I'd gone my last go round. The same promise that I made in San Antonio and Santa Fe. But tonight I saddled up and let her down. Wild horses keep dragging me away, and I'll lose more than I'm gone in someday. Wild horses just stay wild, and her heart is all I break. Wild horses keep dragging me away. She watched me drive around her block, getting courage up to stop, to make her one more promise I can't keep. The way I love the rodeo, I guess I should let her go before I hurt her more than she loves me. Wild horses keep dragging me away, and I'm gone in someday. Wild horses just stay wild, and her heart is all I bray. Wild horses keep dragging me away. Wild horses keep dragging me away. And her heart is all I bray. Wild horses keep dragging me away. Wild horses.
Say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at
the local saloon. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your balls, you gotta draw a hard line.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
On National I Love a Horses Day, some songs about horses. During the Town Taxi Triple Play, we had Garth Brooks, Wild Horses, the duet of Toby Keith and Willie Nelson, Bear for My Horses, and Judy Rodman, Girls Ride Horses Too.
At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94, 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come first.
It is 8:30 on a Tuesday morning. Bo Henricks with you. Of course, no Brewer baseball again today as it is the All-Star break, but there is baseball being played. Tonight, it'll be the big game between the American League and National League All-Stars. So, should be exciting with a 7 o'clock first pitch time. We're at 72 degrees. In a little bit, we'll be testing out that trivia knowledge of yours. But right now, here's Kelsey Ballerini and Halsey, the other girl.
Somewhere, hazel eyes and dark brown hair, and everything you wear fits you just right. I bet you drink martinis dry and never let them see you cry. I bet you're more promiscuous than I. I bet you're bold, I bet that's why you seem to occupy his mind. I bet you're smart, but do you know about me?
Is it you?
Is it me? Is it you? Tell me who? Who's the other girl? Who's the first? Who's the fool? Who's the diamond? Who's the pearl? Are you mad? Me too. And I wander in his world. Is it me? Is it you? Who's the other girl? Who's gonna put on the red dress? Scarlet letter on her chest. Can't love with this on her conscience. Tell me who's the other girl. Girl.
Are you the one he's talking to when he gets up and leaves the room? He comes back with a distance in his eyes. Maybe I should be the one to leave. But damn, when he starts loving me, makes me think I'm all that's on his mind.
Is it me? Is it you? Tell me who? Who's the other girl? Who's the first? Who's the fool? Who's the diamond? Who's the pearl? Are you mad? Me too. And I wonder in his world. Is it me? Is it you? Who's the other girl? Who's gonna put on the red dress?
I bet by now you know about me.
Know about me. Is it me? Is it you? Tell me who? Who's the other girl? Who's the first? Who's the fool? Who's the diamond? Who's the pearl? Are you mad? Are you mad at me too? And I wander in his world. Is it me? Just Scarlet.
Poor, poor, pitiful me. A little Terry Clark here on WRCO. We're at 72 degrees, and coming up this week, hey, you can help give the gift of life. A couple Red Cross blood drives are being held tomorrow, one right here in Richland Center. And that'll be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Another one being held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, and that'll be from 9 to 2. You can make an appointment for either by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, going online to redcrossblood.org, or by simply using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It doesn't take that long, and you can help save a lot of lives. Here's Rascal Flatts on a Tuesday morning with Rewind.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Straight into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now. How about we put the moon back up in the sky? Put a cold back into that sweet red light. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it fall one more time.
Once again, Rascal Flatts. In just a moment, we'll be asking you the trivia question of the day here on WRCO Radio.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center, don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop.
Of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At the Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help you make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 608-647-8889 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, today's trivia question is brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, and a special winner will be getting a certificate to such a business as Muscadet Mini Mart. They'd love to have you there. Can let you know that, early on, if you're just tuning in, our Town Taxi Triple Play today had to deal with horses because today is National I Love Horses Day, so why not keep the theme going? We'll have a trivia question today dealing with horses. And in the Guinness World Records book, the oldest age for a horse was recorded by Old Billy. But how old is Old Billy? Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155, and you can be the winner. And so if you can guess how old was Old Billy, you can be the winner. Good luck.
In the cold wind, watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going, don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines, don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better. Pick up the keys, let's go, I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes. Dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop, love me a hotel. Love me a drive-through finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll, I'm a road dog. We'll be right back.
Skibewing Road Dog, but our trivia question dealing with horses today, and we have a winner. And that is Lisa Ermilio of Richland Center. As the question of the day, in the Guinness Book of World Records, how old is the oldest horse, Old Billy? He actually was bred by Edward Robinson of the United Kingdom, passing away on November 27th of 1822. How old? Old Billy was 62 years old. That's an old horse. So congratulations to Lisa. She wins a prize for a Muscadet Mini Mart.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
It's just about 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Of course, we'll have our morning show coming up in a little bit, but as we're making our way closer to the hour, here is Lanco and Corey Asbury with We Grew Up Together.
Better.
This hour, sponsored by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million people across the East Coast were hit with torrential downpours and damaging flash floods overnight. ABC's Mola Lange says the storm has moved on, but the transportation woes continue.
Major ripple effects being felt nationwide due to these storms. Nearly 1,500 flights have been impacted so far this morning, including flights in and out of Newark International Airport in New Jersey, LaGuardia in Queens, New York, and Reagan National Airport here just outside of Washington. Those are the most impacted airports.
In New York City, water gushed into subway platforms, causing some of the trains to stop. An investigation underway into the assisted living fire in Fall River, Massachusetts, that left nine people dead and dozens hurt. Scrutiny over over two fires burning in the Grand Canyon. The Park Service did not aggressively attack the flames right away.